Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up, chill, money don't rush it. I know you keep it, but you better not touch it. She's mine from head to toe. Every little stitch, cause the Corby Love said so. CL Smooth, right to left. We got DJ D-Rock, Neville, and Eddie F. The basic black attack to pick up the slack. Gene Griffin, far from a new jack.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Hello, hello, hello. This is a product of the WBNN. This is Walk in a Purpose with Angela. This is our 2,996 presentation of Ngozi Time. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I'm super, super excited. We are celebrating Black History Month. We are honoring and celebrating Black History Month. And I'm excited to have my special guest with me tonight. We have two amazing individuals that's going to be sharing a little bit about their brands, sharing a little bit about them, what is legacy to them, and how they are creating and leaving a legacy. But before we jump into the conversation tonight, I want to share something with you guys about Black History Month. I was doing a little research because I had come across something on social media, and it kind of bothered me. So I wanted to dedicate this show tonight to Black History and to the founder of Black History Month, Carter G. Woodson, who is a historian. So I definitely wanted to shout him out tonight in creating a legacy for us to follow. This is my theme for Black History Month. Learn it, live it, and make it. It's American history. I don't know why they need to separate it, but it's our history. We are Americans. So I just wanted to throw that out there tonight. I want my DJ, Hall of Fame DJ, Honeybee Olasky, to play me a song, and then when we come back, we're going to jump into the conversation with my amazing guest.
Well, first of all, I got a surprise for you, and a dedication to our Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. I have a group that I'm playing tonight that's out of South Carolina that was produced by the Atlantean and great, great person, may he rest in peace, Mr. Gene Griffin, who founded Guy, who mentored Teddy Riley, by the way. And tonight, I'm going to be on my synthesizer for you, young lady. I'm going to be playing along with the track tonight, okay? I've never done this on radio before. And the name of the song, of course, is, you know, Whatever It Takes, okay? And I want you to really enjoy this, Angie. This is dedicated to you. So I'm glad you brought me on early. And let's get it in with the remix, y'all. Let's get it. It's an old live ski. Remix. I'm on that thing, baby.
Welcome back. This is a product
dedicated to you. I got to go out there. Dedicated to you, my honorable former commissioner. I am so proud of you. And that's the first time I ever did a piano, anything, any type of synthesizer for any host in this radio network history. Go, girl. I love you.
Well, I appreciate that, Big Brother O, our Hall of Fame DJ, Honeybee Olasky. I appreciate that so much. You guys are tuned in to the WNN. This is A Walk in Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Please press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by And Golden Time Multimedia. Before we went to the song, I was going to bring my guest up. So my first guest, she's an amazing individual. She's an author. She's a broadcaster. She wears many hats. I want to bring her on and allow her to introduce herself because I know I will leave something out. Nakia, are you there?
Yes. I'm here, love. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
That's good. I'm doing great as well. Thank you for having me.
So welcome. I want you to share just a little bit about Nakia and who is Nakia.
Well, I'm the owner of Rock Life Media. We are an international radio and TV network. I am also the owner of Authentically You magazine. I'm an advocate for mental health, and I'm an author, like Angela said. I am the collaborator for the Woman Behind the Mask series, and I also have an upcoming book coming out this year as well.
Yes, yes, yes. A lady of many hats. How did you get here? What has this journey been like?
Oh, honey, it's been a journey. It has been a journey. I'll say that, you know, things have happened. You know, for me with radio has always been my life as well. So, you know, I got started in radio when I went to college and just kind of picked it up. For me, radio gave me a voice to speak out when I didn't, you know, couldn't when I was younger. So I fell in love with radio really hard and started getting into media and then, you know, just learning how to do businesses. And, you know, through the trials and, you know, ups and downs, you know, your girl is doing it little by little, day by day, trusting God.
Wow. You mentioned your magazine and your book. Amazing. Please share about your book first because that is special to me because I am a part of one of her projects. So please share about the Behind the Mask series.
Absolutely. So my series is the Woman Behind the Mask series. And I wanted to do that because I started it because I wanted people to realize, I wanted women to realize that, you know, sometimes in life we carry and we wear so many masks. You know, we hide our feelings. We go through a lot of things. And sometimes we don't know who our true selves are. And that was a journey that I had to take at one time in my life. And I started the Woman Behind the Mask collaboration, the first one. We did so great on that one till we had two more after that. So we have three books for the Woman Behind the Mask. All of them were number one bestsellers, so I'm grateful for that. And when it comes to the magazine, Authentically You magazine started back in 2015. As well, I wanted women to be empowered about discovering their true selves through life because there's a lot of things that can happen. And one thing that I've learned is that, you know, there's never a certain point of I'm completely healed. You know what I'm saying? Like we are healing because we are growing each and every day. We are learning. We continue to evolve, and I love that. And I wanted women to realize that through life, we did not have to carry those masks. We didn't have to pretend. We didn't have to hide behind anything, that we could be truly, authentically ourselves. And so we have the magazine. We kind of took a little break on it, but that'll be coming back up this year. And we also have the Woman Behind the Mask series.
Wow. I want to hear about your TV show.
Oh, man. Okay.
Your television show that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. So the TV show that I'm doing is called Rediscovering Me. And I started this show because I am in the middle of a process of rediscovering myself. This was something that I also wanted to do because, you know, in life, things take you certain places. You know, I'm glad that I don't look like what I've been through. Just recently got out of a domestic violence relationship where I was attacked and stabbed twice. You know, and I fell into a dark place. And I'm not going to say that I'm completely out of that. I have faith that I'm going to get through it. And so that's another reason why I advocate so hard for mental health. So Rediscover Me TV is basically just that. We're talking with women who have been through pain. We're talking to women and men who have been through trauma. They're sharing their stories of how they were able to get out of that. And those of us that are still in it, we're sharing with others of how we're dealing, how we're learning to manage. You know, I advocate hard for therapy. I advocate hard for expressing your feelings and being able to use your voice to speak. Because we never know, you know, the things that we say, whether it can hurt someone or damage someone. So I try to help encourage and empower women to, you know, love themselves, be graceful to ourselves, you know, give ourselves grace, and, you know, be kind to ourselves as well. So basically that's what Rediscovering Me is. We are streaming and broadcasting to 177 countries, and all of our shows are streamed to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So far it's been great. We just got started in January, and we're going to keep it going. I'm excited about it.
Wow. That is amazing. You are definitely creating and leaving a legacy, and we're going to talk about that shortly. I want Brother O to come with me with a track, and then when I come back, I'm going to bring up my brother Joey.
To be a fool, as long as I'm a fool for you. So do like you wanna, but baby, don't you leave. I'll take what you give me, baby. Just don't leave me, please. Girl, you are so special, and I feel special too. But the major difference is that I'm a special. Give you my credit card so you can go to the mall. It's getting late, baby, and stores close at night. I just wanted to hear from you to know that everything's alright. I know you got what you wanted, 'cause there's a smile on your face. And if it feels that good to you, baby, you can go shopping every day. Girl, you're so special, and you make me feel special too. But the major difference is, baby, I'm a special fool for you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to WBNN. I am your host, Angela. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So I'm excited to have my next guest come up. He is an amazing artist from Anderson, South Carolina, originally from Virginia. I'm going to bring him on and allow him to introduce himself. Joey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Please, introduce yourself.
My name is Joey. My real name is Joseph Mack. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. Well, I was born in Norfolk, but I was raised in Richmond. And all my life, you know, I was an artist. My whole family, my brothers and sisters, it's really a genetic thing. My whole family is artists. But I was just the only one that really wanted to take it to, you know, the next level. And so when I moved to South Carolina, you know, it embraced me. And it showed me, you know, what art really was about and how people can, and how I could change lives. It's been an amazing journey.
I tell you, I have to give a little background history on our meeting, because we actually know each other. We met each other in person. Joy was the individual that introduced me to Clemson Area African American Museum, for those that follow me and know the part that I played in that museum. He was the one that actually introduced me to that museum. And I remember meeting Joey, and Joey had these little pieces of notebook paper or pieces of paper that he was drawing on. And I remember, I just remember how he started out and to see all of the amazing things that you're doing now. I'm just super excited to be able to share that, because I've seen your growth and how you have developed from a notebook to now painting murals on walls and just doing all kind of amazing things across this world, because you're touching lives through your art. You're definitely touching lives through your art. I want you to share some of the amazing pieces that you have done and why you did those pieces.
All right. Well, some of the pieces I've done, definitely the missing cases. The missing case for me was really important because, you don't know what people's lives are going through. And a lot of people is losing their loved ones, and they don't know, when they might be coming back home. And it, to me, I feel like it's not going to heal them permanently, but it can comfort them, And if my art can really help people's lives, that I want to continue doing it. And not just that one, but the death cases and funerals. Tell people they don't have places where they can, go straight to and afford, somebody can paint a picture or have photos blown up. And I love to go to, the communities that needs it, because, it's no point of going to somewhere that already has it, And I just want to be the person that helped, share light to somebody. And how I originally started off, I was working downtown in Greenville, exactly like you said, and I had a notebook paper, just draw every day at a receptionist table. And people used to come by and they was like, "Man, that's an amazing picture you're doing." And they didn't really pay too much attention to it until one lady came to me, and I was drawing a picture of a dog. And she was like, "Can I buy that for $60? And right there, that was a spark. Because I was like, hold on. Somebody buying a notebook paper for $60, that right there was mind-blowing for me. So then I started buying a bunch of posters. In my first year in South Carolina, I sold over 500 pictures. That right there was very, very, very amazing for me, because in my life growing up, I never really was good at much. And art was the only thing that really gravitated towards me that made me feel special. And then from there, I started donating a lot of my pictures to the children's hospitals, nursing homes, NAACP, Malcolm X Center, breast cancer awareness. And then one day when I was still working at that job, Ronda Rollins came in and she noticed me painting a picture. And she was like, "Can I, can I have you on 107.3? Because I really want to show the world who you are." And I really, I give so much respect towards her, because that was my first time being on the radio. And then at that point, James Brown's daughter reached out to me from Augusta, Georgia. And she also caught, the attention of what I was doing. I went out to Augusta, and then I ended up doing a picture for the museum. And from her, literally days after, Ray Charles' daughter reached out to me, Betty Wright's daughter. I done worked for Jesse Jackson, B.B. King family, Tony Terry, the Spinners, the Delphonics, Teddy Pendergrass family, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington. I'm talking about everything came really fast. And
it
a little
did.
Bit after that,
I saw it. I literally saw this. I remember us having conversations, and I remember us sitting in the museum. And I think me, you, and Shekinah had met up once, and we were doing something. And I remember the notebook. I literally remember. Now I see your paintings everywhere. I see the Emmanuel Nine painting that you did.
That's right.
hometown hero, Chadwick Boseman, a page That's for right. him. You just doing some amazing artwork around, and it's touching lives because I remember when I was growing up, they were taking art out of the schools, and mm-hmm. your kids weren't able to express and use that form of expression. So I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you putting some beauty around Anderson and Greenville area because we needed that. So I'm grateful for you. I hate that we lost contact with each other, but I'm glad that we were able to get back connected because I think it was the picture that you did of Radio and Coach that I saw on Facebook. And I was like, that's Joey. After I got to go, I got to connect with him, reconnect with him. And I'm just glad to have you here because I see that you're doing some amazing things. I think your daughter, how old is your daughter now?
I'm on it. Right now, I'm working on a project in Atlanta for an activist that passed away. And like I said, I just love, you know, being a guidance to people, man, as much as I could do. Because, like, I don't want to be the best artist in the world, but I just want to make a difference to those people's lives. That's it. I want to be able to share a story and just to make sure that people are recognized. And that's really my main journey on it. If people do give me the title that, that's fine. But if not, it's okay because, like I said, I'm for the people first.
Wow. Your next project is in Atlanta, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are you going to be painting in the West End? Because I've seen you're going to be in the West End.
That's right. It's an activist. His name is Street Groomer. And he was around the time with the George Floyd situation. But not just that, but he helped a lot of homeless people. And he just helped the people in general. And he was a big influence in Atlanta. And they called me out. I think the mayor, the radio station, a lot of people called me out. They were like, do you think you could paint a visual for him? And like I said, when they call me, I'm there. Like anything I can put my hands on to help people, I'm for it. And that's really what I stand for.
Wow. I am definitely proud of you. I am definitely proud of you. You're definitely creating a legacy. Nakia, are you still there? Because I want to bring you back on so we can engage in conversation together because y'all do have a connection. We're all South Carolinians, but we live in South Carolina. We're from different places, but we're all South Carolinians now. And I know with your background and what you do, I definitely want you guys to connect. Definitely want y'all to connect. Are you there, Nakia?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. So I definitely want y'all to connect, but I want to talk about legacy because you guys are definitely creating legacy. Both of you guys are doing some amazing things, and I want to know what that word legacy means to you, Nakia.
Well, for me, it is setting up things so, you know, things can be better for my daughter. You know, for me, I don't want her to ever have to go through anything that I went through. And so I make it a thing to make sure that not only am I showing her how she can be independent on her own, but also showing her that she can do anything that she absolutely wants to as long as she put her mind to it. That's legacy for me, making sure that I'm setting up something for her so that she can keep passing it down and keep passing it down. I think it's important for us to continue to educate ourselves in every area and you know, show that to our kids, give it to our kids so they can do better than we could.
Wow. Amazing. We have a track, and we'll be right back.
bit to move to. So I call my homeboy on my cellular phone.
Yo, fellas, let's see what we can get into.
As we proceeded on our way, so for a fine lady, and I had to say,
hey, ladies, are there any parties going on tonight?
The only party we know is that pretty light.
When we walked through the door, I went straight for the dance floor. They played some songs and the night is through. It was nothing but a party.
International Internet Radio Hall of Famer. I tell you, he's jamming tonight. Guess what? We have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, can you state your name and where you're calling from? Caller number one.
Hi, my name is Tracy Smalls, and I am calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you and your guest?
I am doing great. Guest?
Awesome.
So you're joining the conversation tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on Black history not being American history? What's
the difference? It is an amazing and wonderful experience. Unfortunately, when I was young, my family, my parents didn't teach us too much about Black History Month. So to see all of this now as an adult and have raised older children, adults myself, and for them to have had the opportunity to see all of the wonderful things that our people have done for our people, and not just our people, but the world in its entirety, I just think it's an amazing thing to see. It really, really is.
Well, thank you for chiming in tonight. Do you have any questions for our guests?
I don't. I was just listening to both stories, which is absolutely amazing. I think that that is an awesome thing. I really do believe that our lives and where we've came from is a true testament sometimes to who we can become and who we are today. The young lady sharing the books that she's written. I'm an author myself. I've written books based on my life and some of the things that I've went through in my childhood, adolescence, and on to being an adult. And, of course, I've written them to share just like she did. And I think it's all about getting through a situation to pull someone else through it. I don't believe that the Lord brings us through for us to keep it to ourselves. We're supposed to share and help others.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling in and sharing with us tonight. If you would, please share how we can reach out to you.
Well, again, my name is Tracy Smalls. I am on social media, Facebook, YouTube, all of which is just simply under Tracy Smalls. I also have a Facebook channel, and that is entitled Healthy Mind, Joyful Life, because if your mind is not healthy, we're all over the place. The book, Breaking the Chains of a Narcissist, Overcoming Destructive Relationships, and Gabrielle, the Biggest Little Dreamer, are all available on Amazon to purchase.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us tonight. I look forward to checking you out. So back to the conversation. We were talking about legacy, and I wanted to bring Joey and find out exactly what that word means to him, legacy.
Legacy really for me means like just making a path for people and just showing people that things are possible. Because I know like when I was growing up, a lot of people told me that art really wasn't a place where, you know, you can make money or starve an artist. And it was just one of those things that, you know, people, they just go to school for elective, and that's it. And I just really want to show, I want to create a table for people to understand, like, we do have a place, like, for art. And, you know, there's ways to, you know, you can still influence people and encourage people that, you know, you can keep art alive. And I want to be the, you know, hopefully become the space or hopefully become, show people a different path or a different view on just, you know, loving art.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. What a legacy you're going to be leaving behind. We actually have caller number two. Y'all are hot guests tonight. We got caller number two in queue. Caller number two, if you could state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Angela. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. Hey, Mo. How you doing?
How are you? I'm
great.
How are you?
I'm glad. I'm doing very well now. Your show is great. I wanted to call in and support your show, and I wanted to say that your show is informative and your guests are great. It's really important to tell, for storytelling to be written, and that's one of your first guests talks about the written form, and it's also important for storytelling to be an art, And that's your second guest. It's very inspiring. Thank you for your show tonight.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
And please, before you dip, please tell the audience who you are.
I am actually one of the hosts at ONI here on ONI Dynasty, and I have a show called Breaking the Silence. It'll be on February the 25th.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling in and supporting. You have a great evening.
You too.
Nakia, so I want
yes,
to know, before we jump back to Joy, I forgot to have you share how individuals can reach out to you and support the amazing things that you are doing over on your platform, because you are providing opportunities to other people. So I want you to share how they can reach out and support your platform.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody can reach me. I'm all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and also TikTok under Nakia P. Evans. TikTok is Nakia Patrice Evans. And also when it comes to our network, you can hit us up on Facebook, which is Ruach, R-U-A-C-H, Ruach Life Media.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. Joey.
Yes, ma'am.
Waiting on you. Yeah. We were in conversation and we were going to get into talking about some more of the amazing paintings that you've done, some of the amazing things that you've done around the state of South Carolina, because you've definitely been painting it up around South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. South Carolina as a whole, I've done, South Carolina, I've done a lot around. Yeah, I've really done the MLK events. I really love interacting into that. I've done work for the city of Greer. I've done work for Greenville, Pendleton, for the mayor. I've done work for, I love doing work for Terrence Roberts and Anderson. Anything that they ask me to do or, you know, need me help for, I do it. Just now, also I got another missing cases in Wahala for Fox Carolina. I also team up with them whenever they need me to do projects for them. I also do that. What else? But as in for Georgia, I done work for in Atlanta. It's a lady named Monteria Robinson. That's when I teamed up with the Mothers of Georgia. They sent me out there. Her story was pretty devastated. It's really for police brutality and just the crimes around them, you know, crimes around Georgia as a whole. Her son, name was Jamarion Robinson. The police officers eventually got indicted, but there was 79 bullet holes in her son's body, and it was basically injustice, falsely identified, and it was really touching for me. As soon as I got the phone call about the information, I quickly went down to Atlanta, and I done a 6-foot painting for her son. And then later after, it was a lady named Kathy Likes. She lived in Columbus, Georgia, and I went down there and done work for her. And then probably, I say, 5 months after that, it was a lady named Black Rose. She reached out to me, and she lived in Washington, D.C., and I done 6 cases for her. One of them was Relisha Rudd. It was I believe an 8-year-old girl that got missing in a homeless shelter, and she's still missing today. And they aired one of my paintings on Black and Missing on HBO Max. So it's definitely been a journey. But like I said, all of this, in the end, I'm just glad I'm able to be the vessel to share my paintings to help people's lives.
Wow, you are so humble, and what y'all are hearing, he is just that person in person. I mean, he is just so humbling, and he's always been like that. I mean, just seeing him toting those notebooks around and to see how far he's come now. I'm over here in tears because I'm so happy for you. They are tears of joy, but I'm so happy for you. We actually have another track, and then we'll be right back.
Thank you. was afraid of losing you. We can straighten any problem if we communicate. So let's just talk about it before it's too late. All the things we didn't do or say, all the things that keep our relationship this way. Make a way somehow, no time to waste. We have to start right now. We sit around here wishing how things could change. If we don't talk about it, things remain the same. We don't want the same thing. Let the same thing feel good to us. But if the feeling's good to just one of us, that's sure to cause a fuss. All the things we didn't do or said, all the things that keep our relationship this way. We can make a way somehow. No time to wait, we've got to start. Can see this problem through. All you got to do is talk to me. We can set our spirit free like a bird up in the sky. Your love takes me up so high. Communication is the key. So baby, baby, talk to me. All the reasons why our relationship is this way. If we can't talk about the things we did, if not for us, then do it for our kids. Baby, we've got to make a chance somehow. If we can't do it, we've got.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to WBNN, Walk and Purpose with Angela. So tonight we've had two amazing guests on. We had Nakia P. Evans and Joey Within Arts, two amazing individuals that are definitely creating and leaving a legacy. Before we close tonight, I want to ask them one question each, and then I want Joey to also give us his contact information. But Nakia, before we leave,
yes.
I want you to share what do you want people to remember you by? What is that legacy? What do you want your legacy to be?
I want people to remember me by just my authenticity. You know, being authentic with myself, being real with people. Opening up. I want people to remember, you know, the things that I've done, hopefully the things that I'm setting in motion for you know, other generations to come after us. So that's what I'm hoping for, you know, someone that is, you know, out here fighting with us, you know, supporting our black children, our black women, and our black men, and also advocating for mental health. So I'm hoping that people can remember me by the things, you know, that I've done, but also who I am and how I present myself as well.
Amazing, amazing. Same question for you, Joey.
I can honestly say she hit it on the nail. Like, do it for the people, do it for the causes, and, you know, having all this talent and having all this gifts, you know, what good is it if we just holding it in, you know, just to pass it on and teach the next one. So I definitely agree 100% with what you said.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to applaud you guys for all that you are doing, because you're definitely setting the way and paving the way for some others to come after you. So I applaud you for creating a way for others to come. Joey, how can individuals support you and reach out to you?
They can reach out on any platform. It's Joey Within Arts, JoeyWithinArts. And it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, same thing. And, yeah, reach out. Send it, you can even send an email. It's joey.withinarts@gmail.com. And I'm here.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. It is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Joey and, of course, Nakia for being a part of this legacy that is WBNN. And I want to thank our wonderful host, Ansa Thomas Smith, tonight. And, you know, she has always brought forth that type of effort and work to this dynasty. And I thank her so, so much, because it's all about the 25 of us. It's not about anybody else but the 25 of us to make sure that we bring on outstanding work on these WBNN station, okay? And, of course, WBNN has the advertising, which is Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Ngozi Time at Instagram and Twitter, or the Malibu Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the 2019 Disc Jockey enshrining to the Hall of Fame International. And, of course, the 2021 producing the shrining to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. My name is Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. I'm still your mother and father's favorite, and don't you forget it. And now to the wonderful and outstanding Angela Thomas Smith. You have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
Well, I want to thank my special guest for stopping by and sharing with me on tonight. You are definitely an inspiration to many. So thank you guys. I want to thank everyone that tuned in on tonight. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys. So thank you for the constant support. Of course, I am Angela Thomas Smith, affectionately known across the social media streets as the queen of collaborations, where I truly believe in collaborating, bringing people together. So you can follow me on a Linktree, queen of collaborations. Of course, you can go and support my newest release, dropped last night, 365 Ways to Influence. I am one of 36 co-authors of that book. You can get it now on Amazon for 99 cents. So go support your girl. I love you. Be blessed.